This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan, time to end with the crown topic of the day. Start of the show talking about the Yankees game two win over the Guardians last night at the stadium. And the Yankees have shown certainly some signs, BT, of a championship team, whether it's that bullpen, whether it's Kleber, Soto, even Judge getting on the board last night with a home run, some more depth in that lineup. But ultimately, to me, I need more, whether it's Gerrit Cole, whether it is the first inning, you know, Yankees woes, not being able to put a team away and really just bury them. We haven't seen a vent. This Yankees team has not played their best yet, and that would concern me when the caliber of opponent steps up significantly in the World Series, regardless of who they face from the National League.
Yeah, I hate to straddle the fence here because I don't completely disagree. I certainly get what you're saying here, but I'm certainly not all in on it because, as I just, you know, gave you some of the Dodgers numbers before. Now, you could say, well, if the Dodgers are going to beat the Mets, then their 222 team average needs to improve, and you know, Will Smith can't be hitting 087, and Ohtani 222, and Mookie Betts a .170. Okay, that's the Dodgers. You know, then you look at some of the Mets issues, and it's, well, you know, Diaz still scares you a little bit. Pete is really still, you know, a couple of massive home runs, but really not much there otherwise. So I still think that the Mets, you know, have some areas to play much better. No question, you know, Senga was awful in game one, the things we hit. And obviously the Guardians, who Ramirez has basically one hit and nobody's done a damn thing. So of the four teams remaining, nobody's playing their best baseball. That's a fact. I mean, the Yankees have been a little lucky. The Yankees have cashed in. The Mets were great in game two. They got destroyed in game one, so kind of 50-50
there. Yeah, I still
think
the Mets are playing.
Well, but hold on, Sal. When you lose 9-0.
So what? They bounce back in game two?
No, but they played twice. And you played twice.
Wait a second.
Think about the evaluation of the series, right? So the Yankees have won a couple of the tight games where they haven't played incredibly well.
The Mets played one bad game. The Yankees have been playing baseball for six games in the postseason. And not
show me the game the Yankees lost 9-0. Show me the game the Yankees lost 7-0. Show me the game the Yankees lost 7-1.
It's one game.
The Yankees have played six games.
Show me the game they played a great game. They beat the Royals by an aggregate score of 14-12.
So you don't think the Mets can play better? Then think about this. So you don't think the Mets, Dodgers, and Guardians can all collectively play better? Ramirez has one hit.
I think the Mets are almost maxing out. I mean,
they lost 9-0 one of the games that they played.
So wait a second. You're going to ignore six games of the Yankees, but focus on the one bad game that the Mets have played?
Not at all.
The Mets took out the Brewers in the best of three.
Yeah.
They took out the Phillies in four, and they split with the Dodgers. Like, what more do you want? I'm confused. What more do you want the Mets to do?
Don't lose 9-0.
To say that the Mets don't lose 9-0.
Think about what you're saying. That's not the right word. You are.
Think about what you're
the context,
saying.
I'll tell you what I'm saying. The context.
You pick apart the Mets because you're not a Mets fan.
No, that's not true.
To pick one game?
No, but
you're cherry picking one game.
So, but think about this. I just bring the Mets in, not to turn it into the Mets.
It's not about the Mets.
I know it's not. But it's also, like, it's got to be, you know, use the word fair, whatever.
Right.
The Mets have played twice.
Right.
They lost one game 9-0. And you're telling me that the Yankees got to pick up their act? I mean, think about what you're saying.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then because, you can stand because, by that. That's fine.
But here's the difference. You're basing it on the worst game the Mets have played in the postseason. They've played 3, 4, 7. They've played 9 games.
Yeah.
You're picking one bad game that the Mets played. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am choosing to pick 6 games that the Yankees have played. All 6. All encompassing. Gerrit Cole has had 3 starts. He's been bad in 2 of them. The great Rodon, 1 bad, 1 very good. Aaron Judge, 6 games, 1 home run. Like, we could go up and down the line. So I'm picking the base running, the defense, whatever it is, and
yep.
factor in the less than opponent. So I don't, again, that almost proves my point. Like, if the Mets were playing like this, I would call them out for it. The Mets are not. They had 1 bad game. So to say that they're not playing their best, I just don't think is accurate.
They're not playing their best. I'm not disagreeing with that. I put it this way. Let me flip it. If the Yankees lost game 1-9-0, I'd be all over them. I'd be all over them. Like, because you know, even though it's 1 game out of the 2, 9-0 is 9-0. The starting pitching was awful. The hitting didn't show up. Literally no runs. Gave up 9, scored none. So I think, again, when that,
but you're focusing on one game.
I get that, but one of the two. Understood.
Right.
Understood.
No, one of the two this series.
100%. But the Yankees didn't give up 7, 8, 9 runs any games to the Royals. Like, their pitching has been pretty much. I know that Gerrit Cole's been less than. I get that. And Rodon melted after 3 innings.
You think the Royals are the Dodgers?
I'm not saying that. But the Dodgers hitting .222 as a team. You're sitting here saying, like, I know the Dodgers are good, but the Dodgers aren't doing anything this series yet. Let's not talk, like, you know, Steve Garvey, great postseason player. Ohtani hitting .221.
Right. I don't think the Dodgers are playing
their
best.
We can't equivocate the two.
Yeah.
So, I think that we're both right. I think if you look at all 4 teams and the main components of each one, nobody's playing their best. Who's the Mets' 2 or 3 best players? Well, Pete's one of them. He's not playing well. The bullpen's been, you know, whatever. And the Yankees, we talk about their Jose Ramirez, 1 hit. Starting pitching, awful. And then, of course, the Dodgers, the very substandard offensive numbers. Now, which of the 4 teams play better? I don't know. I'm giving you, the Yankees do need to play better. It's not nearly as bad as it seems.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dave is calling from the Jersey Shore. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, guys? Love the show. I haven't talked to you guys since before the All-Star break.
Where you been, Dave?
And I brought up Alonzo, you know, worrying about his home run swing for the home run derby. But anyway, we were talking, and I said I would love to have Stanton. And I said when he comes back, the Yankees will be the Yankees. They'll be okay. And you guys, like, said, and you threw Aaron Boone under the bus. And I know you don't remember all calls, but you know, you
seats.
Guys are like,
good. That's all right.
But anyway, I was saying, hopefully the Mets, you know, they're a 500 team, but you know that they surprised me. But the Yankees, and once Stanton did come back, they did do well. My wife's a Yankee fan. I'm a Mets fan. They say opposites attract, you know.
Okay.
But I'm just hoping for the best. I just want to remind you about that. I wish the Mets can get Stan. I love that guy. I met him. His body is like iron. If you touch it, it feels like you're touching a lamppost.
You got to be careful.
You know what I mean?
If you touch it too hard, he might be on the IL for a couple of weeks. And thank you for the call.
Don't shake his hand too hard. He might bust a finger. He does look like Zeus, man.
All kidding aside with Stan, though, the thing that I love about him, his mindset.
Yep.
He says the right thing. He accepts that the postseason brings pressure. He welcomes that pressure. He is thriving in that pressure. So John Carlos Stanton has been a beast. He's healthy right now. I can't run the bases. That would drive me nuts. I still think the Yankees made a mistake by attaching their wagon to him and keeping him. I would have moved away from him. I'm not going to get caught up because he hit a couple of home runs against the lefties, but he says the right thing and he is producing and he's got to continue that and finish the job. And once you win the World Series, nobody can say anything about it.
That's
you
true.
Won the World Series.
For guys who really become targets here, I think it's been a little less visceral with him because it's never really been personal. And some of the, you know, some of our feelings towards some of our players does become personal because they do the wrong thing or they just kind of check out, whatever it might be, or at the contract. The one thing that you always have to say about Giancarlo Stanton, no matter what he's hitting and no matter how banged up he is, this man always comports himself with class. And I'm almost ashamed to admit this, up until the last year or so, I didn't realize he was this kind of a teammate. Like, he's also a great teammate. So it's nice to see him getting into a feud. I think he keeps it up through early November. I'd be surprised about that, but I think once the other Yankees, you know, hitters start waking up a little bit, I don't think he'll necessarily have to, but it's nice to see him getting involved early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Mets Game 3 tonight, Citi Field. Yankees day off as they go to Cleveland, up 2 games to none. We touched on it a little bit, BT, but I do think it's worth mentioning again, and we talked about it with Susan. And yeah, Gleyber Torres has had good seasons before, right, when he first burst on the scene. But think about what the expectations were for Gleyber Torres. He was supposed to be an impact bat in that lineup, one of the young studs in that lineup. And he never really was that, especially in the postseason, until now. Gleyber Torres atop the order has been a difference maker for this Yankee team. So we can certainly pick apart certain things that the Yankees are doing and why I think it won't hold up if they continue that way against the National League. But you look at what is working. They're obviously doing some things right because they're winning these games,
yep,
not by accident. And Gleyber Torres has been one of those things. He's been a machine atop the order for the Yankees.
He's been really locked up. And if you just think about his hits, you know, lot up the middle, lot the other way. There was a pitch. Was it a cutter? They described it, Darling and Frenchie described it well. I forget the pitcher, they threw so many, but Guardians, where the ball, just the movement, it really looks like a ball, and it's a softer pitch, obviously. And he, like, they even said he did his homework. Like, they can tell, like, the way the ball broke and his swing, like, he swung over a similar pitch last at-bat. This time he drove it to right center. So, mechanically, he looks really dialed in. The thing about Gleyber, now, a couple things. When he first came up, I remember saying, this would be he's the Yankees three-hitter for a long, like, he looked like a, and profile like a three-hitter. Wrong. And he's, you know, he's on the bases, he drives us nuts, and sometimes he's asleep in the field. But he's absolutely locked in. You're absolutely right. He's setting a great tone for the Yankees. If Judge really did open his eyes last night and Torres keeps getting on base, you know Soto ain't going to stop. I mean, that changes a lot. He's been very good. I'm happy for him. I didn't know he would do this, but he looks good.
Would you bring him back?
No, I don't know that I'd bring him back. Unless it's an incredible hometown discount.
But we're getting to a point now where
I can't change my opinion. No, I'll tell you why. God, I hate to have this conversation now, but I got to answer the question because it's something that's a point of contention for me before we started working together. You agree with me.
Oh,
it's
yeah, I would move on 100% for the record, but I think that there is some sentiment. I don't know if it was I was talking to Chichester last night while I was sitting at the game with him, right, who does digital here. I heard it somewhere like, oh, he's playing himself into a contract potentially next year.
I've heard that as well. Yeah. I don't agree with that, and I don't think that the Yankees do. Now, if they win the World Series and he's the MVP, maybe, you know, romanticizing his Yankee roots and he's a Yankee. I don't know if that sways them down the road, but my opinion's always been very simple. If you're God, and again, I hate to say this now because he's going so well, but if you're a little lazy and you've got a little inclination to check out before you really get paid, what happens when you get paid?
BT,
that doesn't change.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Lou is in Astoria. What's up, Lou?
Lou!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Louie!
Hey, listen, nice show. I mean, BT, this is the problem that I have with the Yankees. And I agree with Sal.
Okay.
Right now, out of the foot team, the Mets are the best playing baseball right now, whether mental-wise or even hitting. Even though they lost 9-0, if you give the Mets 9 walks, like you did against Kansas City, and 7 walks, like you did against the Indian, the Mets will score about 15 runs. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
Okay?
But, yeah.
And now, let me go real quick.
Go ahead, Lou. I got you, buddy.
Why is nobody criticizing this guy? I mean, he's getting 130. He's getting caught on the bases. If that was, you know what? You'd rather bring Josh over our second baseman? You got to be kidding me. And now, another thing is, the right fielder, tremendous, the offensive player.
Soto.
Yeah. How in the world You hit a fly ball to right field, deep enough in foul territory. The guy dives for the ball, and he stay at second base. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know. Nitpicking a little bit here, solo, a little boy.
I would say you're nitpicking.
If you don't play, if you play a good team, all this little thing hurts. It's going to kill you.
Yeah, I listen. Okay, thanks for the call there, Lou. I've never once said that I think the Yankees are the most buttoned-up team in baseball. I've never thought that this year. I think that their strengths, what they do well, they do amazing, and that's their two best players. And obviously, Judge needs to keep this up, and the bullpen. And I do like the rotation, so they're going to give you a chance to win every night. I don't know what would happen if the Mets got 7, 8, or 9 walks. I just know that the Mets aren't grinding. Now, they're having good at-bats, but you think Alvarez is going to grind out that kind of at-bat and, see 8, 9 pitches? He's in the whole 0-2 like Wells, So I think part of the reason why the Yanks are getting these walks here is because they are very selective and they're very buttoned up. I will use that term there, buttoned up with the game plan. Now, I got to at least dispel one thing. Statistics, whatever, eye test. So, because it's important to me to incorporate the other teams, not just the Yanks and the Mets. So if I said to you, I'll give it to you. I'll just answer it. All right, I'm going to ask the question, but I'll give you the quick answer. And it's not impressive, but it is number one. Who's got the highest team average so far in the playoffs? That includes the first round and this round. The answer is the Yankees. Now, it's not very good. The Yankees' team average is 238. The next highest is the Mets at 232. The next highest is the Dodgers, 227. Cleveland, 226. The Yankees are the only team with an OPS. They're almost 750. Everybody else is under 7. So, Yankees a little more power, more on-base prowess, highest batting average. Those are facts. We can yell and scream and talk, and some of it's pertinent. And I love that stuff. But those are facts. That's irrefutable. From a pitching perspective, who's got the best team ERA? The Yankees. What is it? 2.5. What's the next best one? The Cleveland Guardians, 3.30. The Mets are next, which is good, at 3.43. Dodgers slightly over 4. What does it mean? It doesn't mean the Yankees are going to win the World Series, but what it does mean is that the Yankees are playing a little bit better than people are saying. They've got the best ERA, they've got the best OPS, and they got the best average, and they're up 2-0.
Right, and their ace left the game last night in the 5th inning.
And they were good enough to overcome it.
Couldn't get through.
Think about that.
Against crappy Cleveland. Well,
and that's your point.
Both can be true. The Yankees, all those things are true. Their bullpen has been lights out. Mm-hmm. Hey, if I said this yesterday. If Clay Holmes and Luke Weaver don't give up runs, the Yankees will win the World Series. Because at some point, whether it's the Guardians this series, all due respect, and there's minimal respect going their way, whether it's the Dodgers or the Mets, whoever makes it, mm-hmm. they're going to have to get to Clay Holmes and Weaver at some point, or one or the other. That's just how it is. If the Yankees don't allow runs in high leverage situations with Holmes and Weaver, you're not going to beat them. I don't care how many times they leave guys on base or how many home runs Judge hits. Will that be able, though, to continue against teams with more dangerous lineups than Kansas City or Cleveland? That's where I'm saying I don't believe so, but we'll see how it plays out.
I got you. And now listen, as we get into game 3 eventually for the Yankees, is there any impact? I don't think so, but I want to see it. I mean, it's a small sample on Weaver. Is Weaver a little impacted by getting touched up with the home run the other? I don't know, but could be. Does that home run propel Jose Ramirez to going bonkers for 3 games in Cleveland? I don't know, but it could. It's certainly capable of it. But you got to at least admit, I would think you would admit this. If I said to you blindly, Sal, now maybe you would say team ERA because the Yanks pen's been unhittable. But if I said, who's got the highest OPS, who's got the best batting average, who's got the highest ERA, even if you did a hybrid stat of all, would you think the Yankees were number one at all those three? Think about that.
Probably not.
Okay.
No.
And that's all I'm saying.
No.
They're playing playing great. And series, they're going to have to play better, whomever it is.
Right.
But they're doing more than people are saying they're doing.
Fair enough. But the reason why I would minimize it a little bit is because, A, they can be better, and, B, the teams that they're playing, I put no worth in. But that's, again, I mean, it's...
You got to play. Orioles didn't beat them.
Anthony's in the Bronx. What's up, Ant?
Not much, guys. Great to talk to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
All right.
I've been a Yankee fan since 76. My first memory of baseball is watching my dad and his friends jump around the living room when Chris Chambliss hit the home run.
Wow. When Howard Cosell hijacked the home run call? Oh, God. He actually,
yes. Sal, my bone to pick is with you. I enjoy listening to you. I respect your passion. Every single time you discuss the Yankees and the Mets, you bring up the records from June 1st forward and don't bring into account the season starts 2 months before that. And I know the Yankees. I watch the Yankees every day for the last 40-something years. They're not playing World Series championship caliber baseball, and the Mets are playing very good baseball for the most part. The Yankees have more runs scored on the season, a better record, and gave up less runs. Why does the only thing that count to you the record from June 1st forward?
Well, it doesn't.
And I realize the Mets beat the Yankees four times as well.
It doesn't. I'm not putting much stock in what happened in the regular season at this point. It's just a reference point to say that it's not just a fluke in the postseason over the course of a wild card series, a division series, or now in the championship series. The Mets have been playing at this level pretty consistently from June on. That's the only reference point. Does that mean that they're the best team in baseball? No, it means that they've been the best team in baseball since June on. So they're not just some fluke that's getting hot at the right time. They have been playing like this since June. Whereas the Yankees, even though they've been better record-wise, it's been up and down, up and down, up and down. Now, hopefully they got to be up right now, and I think there are some signs that are getting to that, them being up, specifically the bullpen, but that's why I reference it. It's not the be-all, end-all.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that take. And one last thing, if you look at the Guardians, rather, I realize that they're not the Phillies, but they had a very good season. They're not a terrible baseball team. They had a better plus minus than the Mets. Kansas City beat the Orioles to get to where they got.
Yeah, but Anthony, you watched garbage. You watched them play, and thank you for the call. Now look, beating the Guardians, whether we think they're good or not, they're the second best team in the American League, which is again why I say I just think the National League is a different challenge. And look, maybe the Yanks mow through the National League too. Who the hell knows? But you look at the Guardians lineup. That is, and forget about comparison to today's day and age. Like, dude, this is the American League Championship Series. They've got guys that wouldn't be on the bench in the 90s, let alone in the starting lineup. They're hitting fourth. Like, the Guardians have two guys who maybe put a modicum of fear in the opposing pitcher.
I don't disagree.
Ramirez and Naylor. And even those guys are like, eh. Like, really? And yeah, Ramirez. Boone was wrong. He was right about one thing. He said he was gonna rip off his arms and throw it at the TV if you heard somebody else say Ramirez is underrated. Yeah. You know what? He's right. He's not underrated. He's overrated. That guy has done nothing. Nothing. He's come up in a big spot time and time again, and he feebly walks away. Give me a break. Give me Jim Thomey or Paul Sorrento.
What about Manny? Don't forget about Manny in 97. Yeah.
Kenny Lofton or Baerga. Yeah. Who else is there? Joey Bell.
David Justice was there.
Yeah, Dave Marquise Justice.
Marquise Grissom was there.
I mean, think about those American League lineups.
Sandy Alomar was there as a catcher.
Think about what Yankees used to face with Cleveland and Baltimore.
Oh,
like,
no,
those
dude.
Up and down the lineup, no, through
but
nine.
Even, it's not even close. And even other teams saying that about the Yankees. I mean, again, the Yankees are up 2-0, but, you know, Zeno, Bernie, I mean, Derek Jeter. I mean, you can't. I mean,
right, but their lineup, but still, you look at the Yankee lineup now in comparison. Like, the Guardians look like a nice little National League team that pitches and plays some defense.
From the 80s?
Yeah.
Like the Cardinals in the early 80s, something like that.
A fringe playoff team.
Yeah, I don't really disagree
and
with
look
that.
At the Yankees, Torres, potential to be a stud, whether he has, he's showing that now, but, like, at least potential. Mm. Soto, as dangerous as they come. Judge, as dangerous as they come. Stanton, even Jazz, like, the guy's been a star in this
and
league.
And he did hit 26 home
runs.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He sucked, but
and
sure.
He can run.
You know, Volpe, same thing. Like, Volpe's got the potential. Rizzo has been a star. Verdugo, a proven player. Like, 1-9, yeah. All right, Wells has sucked. But, you know, you get the point. Not everybody's going to be a masher, but Cleveland, I mean, every guy that comes up, it's like, this guy's pathetic. So much so that the manager's pinch hitting in the fourth inning of a key spot for his starting catcher. Like, what?
Think about the job and the attention to detail and the stress on their manager versus Boone.
Yeah.
Now, the stress for Boone is if you don't win, you know, everybody's going to want you gone. That's a different level of stress that that vote. How do you say vote? Vote. Like V-O-T-E.
Yeah.
It's different. I mean, hey, they won 93 games, and everybody's pretty happy, and they'd love to beat the Yankees, but if they don't, they're not going to flip the city upside down. If the Yankees were to blow this city would be flipped upside down from a Yankee perspective, understandably. But during the game, once it starts, I mean, you know, Aaron Boone's on the top step of the dugout, chomping away on his gum, but he's not pinch hitting. He's not going to the bullpen in the second inning. It's a completely different level of stress when it comes to management.
And I do think you brought up a great point before, saying that the Yankees create that. They put the pressure on them. Now, some of it has been, like, the one thing the Guardians did well all year long, nobody would dispute, is their defense.
And they ran. They stole some bases. Well, they did those things well.
Fair enough.
They got to run more. If I'm them, I'm running every time I'm on base.
They're not getting on base enough. But they don't catch the ball. If you don't catch the ball, how the hell are they beating the to even be in the conversation to have a competitive series? They can't beat themselves. And yet, last night, specifically, beating themselves. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Yankees just two wins away from the World Series. Their first since 2009. They'll be back in action tomorrow as the series shifts to Cleveland for games 3 and 4. And if necessary, game 5. The Mets, of course, get game 3 started tonight. Citi Field, BT. It's still a part of it doesn't feel real to me that the Mets are in the NLCS and going to be playing games here this week. Games 3, 4, and 5 out at Citi Field starting with tonight. It's bizarre to think about. Well, you know, the Yankees are 2 wins away. The Mets are 3 wins away from the World Series.
I know. And, you know, they're letting us know about that, you know, around Times Square. Do you see that?
No, what happened?
Well, acknowledgement to the force behind the Mets.
Oh, Rise. The ad? Yeah.
What do you think about that? I don't know if everybody knows about that.
You said Times Square, and I'm thinking, what, Naked Cowboy? What's going on with that? God, so it looks like, though, McDonald's took out an ad, a huge billboard.
But
of
the
Grimace.
Fact that, yeah,
I don't
yes.
think the Mets had anything to do
well,
with it.
Well, but the fact that he's wearing a Mets hat, well, unless the Mets said, yeah, here's the trademark, which we obviously have trademark, we give you the consent to use it. I think it's more of a collaboration.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's more McDonald's because Grimace is McDonald's prize, not on the Mets, but he's wearing a Mets hat.
The Grimace stuff. Does Grimace get a ring if the Mets win the World Series?
They better get a big fat one because he's got like one, he's got like two, three fingers, if any. I got to be honest with you. And you, I was having fun with it. You didn't love it because you're like, you know, it's not about Grimace right. or Hoctuo or the other
took
stuff.
Took away from the Mets.
Yeah, I loved that. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cute for the kids, whatever. This ad is pathetic. This is the ad that would bother me.
But don't
if
you
I'm
think
you.
This is McDonald's? Okay, go ahead. Read it
doesn't matter. It's still that he's wearing a Mets hat. It wasn't luck. It wasn't fate. It was Grimace. No, it wasn't. It was Lindor.
Right.
And it was the Vientos.
Well, if
and it was Manaea. And it was the other components. It wasn't luck. It wasn't fate. It was Grimace. Now, I don't want to take it too seriously. I'm not going to get that worked up over it. But what you complained about when Grimace first burst on the scene in June
right.
is now coming to fruition. It's actually happening.
Right.
They're 3 wins away from the World Series, and they're saying it's because of him.
The whole thing is stupid.
It would bother me. This would bother me if I'm you. Yeah, honestly.
It doesn't. I mean, it bothered me then, so I know now that I would hope that most people have acknowledged that, in fact, it is the players and give the players credit as opposed to some silly gimmick. But I'm not going to get nuts. And you know why I'm not going to get nuts?
Why?
Because while the Mets had Grimace throw out multiple first pitches or whatever, throw out the first pitch, bring him back, didn't they? Yeah, he's throwing out multiple. Whether they had Hoctua. And by the way, my issue was never with Hoctua. It was with Grimace. It was with the Mets themselves for having her out there in the first place. The Mets finally, it took them forever, but they finally get it. Did you see he was throwing out the first pitch tonight?
I did not. Let me guess. That was, last time was Keith and Franco.
Right.
Right, Keith to John Franco. All right. Is it Darryl?
Darryl's
there.
Doc to Darryl, I believe.
That's gorgeous. That's
I'm sorry. They have it the other way around. Darryl to Doc for game 3.
Wait, why Darryl to Doc?
I don't know.
They're not even getting that right. Wait a second.
Yeah, Darryl to Gooden. I mean,
are you sure?
That's what it says here, according to Anthony DeComo's tweet yesterday. We got a press release here. I didn't read the exact thing, but either way, it's the combination. Darryl to Doc. You're right. It should be Doc to Darryl.
Yeah.
But either way, game 4. Ventura to Alfonso, game 5, Harvey to Cespedes. That's how you do it.
Cespedes is with the neon sleeve, too.
But that's what gets fans fired up.
That's what you
want to hear for the postseason specifically. But in general, like, that's how you do it. Imagine if the Mets unveiled and like, game 3, Grimace, game 4, Hoctua, game 5. Like, I mean,
yeah. Well, the Yankees had Sabathia, they had Swisher. Maybe they've done this in the past.
Swisher,
I missed
it. To me, doesn't make the
cut. I didn't love the Swisher one. Swisher? I didn't love that one.
The Yankees. You got legends oozing every which way you look.
Yeah. And well, maybe we're saving them for the World Series.
I guess.
I mean, it's not that many, right? Reggie's not part of the franchise anymore. Half the legends are dead. I mean, think about it. Nobody's really the Whiteys, the Yogis. I mean, that's so long ago, man.
Where do the Mets go from here?
They hate A-Rod.
The World Series. Who throws them out for the Mets?
I would like to see one of Gary Carter's children catch one. Okay. I would like to see that. Hoff, I know you want to jump in, bud. What do you got?
Well, you've missed Positomi. He should be throwing a pitch in the World Series.
Stop, dude.
No, but here's the reality, though. I know that you guys hate this and don't like the gimmicks. Guess what?
What?
The gimmicks are what helped the Mets turn around their season because it was a distraction from what was going on in the field, and it helped the players just play baseball and not have to worry about what we're saying about the players themselves. Guess who should take note? The New York Jets should take note, and they should get Grimace, and they should get Hock Tua, and they should get the coin toss. Let's flip it. Let's go. Hock Tua, come on over and do it. Yeah. I don't care. Get the gimmick so I don't have to deal.
I mean, at this point, I'll let the Jets try anything. I'm not really going to push back on
this. But guess what,
though? Do whatever you want.
It's a distraction. We can get pissed off about it.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, the players aren't the ones getting criticized. The team is, and that's a good
distraction. But when the players do get criticized, then we should give them credit for when they win.
Correct.
That's
the point. We rip the players left to right. They finally start winning, and it's about Grimace.
Yeah, Grimace escapes criticism. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Listen, I think was it Howie or Susan that said that they're not focused about the World Series. We're focused
Howie.
About the
we
about
asked
today.
Howie. Yep.
I got to be honest with you. That's because the fact is that the fans are feeding all this other fire other places.
Listen, again, it's not enough to get worked up over. But here I am, and color me, you know, the fool. I thought it was all because the Mets had the team meeting. Like, I thought that was what turned their season around. When Lindor and Martinez spoke, and Pete was at the hospital.
No, it was Jorge Lopez's glove going with the stainless.
Yeah, why don't I have him come back? What's he doing now? He can throw out the first pitch, game three.
Throw out the first glove.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. The rally pimp, you could get him for a game.
I like the rally pimp. I have no problem with the rally pimp. I think he's funny.
And then Hoff Tua, he could have his girl throw out the first
pitch. What they should do is they should have, like, an Apple costume and the Apple in center field. Like, if you're going to go, like, you know, you're lean into animation or fictitious characters.
Man, what do you mean?
Make Apple Man. Apple Man to Grimace. I bust out Apple Man. I mean, really, why stop the Grimace?
Dun, 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 dun. There he is. It's Apple Man. Oh, he's coming in from center field. The apple rises. He just, a man comes out of it, flies to center field.
Just like Billy Joel popped in from the sky in 86. Well, Billy Joel, he sang the national anthem.
Apple Man.
That guy who came in with the Let's Go Mets sign and got arrested when he landed on the field with the parachute, flying Apple Man, and then call it a day. You got the Apple turnover at McDonald's, so you got the Apple Man. You got his cousin.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Joe is in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Listen, I've been off a little bit, so a little bit of my thunder's gone. I love the show. Love you guys to death. Awesome.
Thanks,
awesome
Joe.
Together. You guys have been fantastic. If I call, I'm a diehard Yankee Jets fan. I was calling about the A's. Sal, you were getting on a little bit, but a little bit of my thunder's gone. We were talking about the walks and this and that. And listen, at the end of the day, they're 2-0, right, in the championship series. I would love to see a Subway Series. And listen, to all due respect, they do have the harder way there, right? They got to beat the Dodgers, and I hope they do beat them. I'm not a Met hater, never was. Been a diehard Yankee fan my whole life. Goes back, my grandmother was a diehard Yankee fan. We bleed Yankee blue. But I was going to get on you, but you kind of already... My thunder was already gone.
Get on me for what though? I'm curious, Joe. Get on me for what?
Because you were just kind of talking like, listen, they didn't, you know, they're playing a crap team and like, you know, it just the walks. You were talking about the walks and you were talking about Garrett Cole and listen, he's entitled to have whatever. Listen, you were saying that we don't hit. And then kind of BT kind of hit and was like, well, you know, they're batting. They're the best batting average in the playoffs. So he kind of like took all that away from me.
I got it, Joe. We appreciate you taking the time to call.
Listen,
go ahead.
Yeah, you guys, I know one more thing. I just, if you don't mind me saying, I know you guys always talk about youth baseball and travel baseball. My boys play too. And if you don't mind, I give a shout out to the New Jersey Marlins.
There you go, Joe.
And thank you.
You can shout him out, and then when we see you, we'll beat you. Thank you. New Jersey Marlins. Nah, just messing around. Good job, buddy.
Thank you for the call. Awesome. We appreciate your time. Yeah, I just love, like, I know how fans are because I am one of them. And in my 20s, I was too sensitive to something that somebody would say that was critical. But ultimately, all I'm saying is stuff that you already know, you just don't want to acknowledge it. There's nobody who would dispute that Garrett Cole has not been what you need Garrett Cole to be. Now, maybe this year, because of the quality opponent or lack thereof, the Yankees can get to and win a World Series without Garrett Cole pitching like a true ace. Maybe they could do so without Aaron Judge performing in the big spots. Maybe they could do it without guys getting timely hits. Maybe that's possible because they've already been here. All I'm saying is that I think, and I'm not trying to minimize what the Yankees have done, but I don't believe the Royals or Guardians are really quality opponents to show what the Yankees really are. And I do think that regardless of who you face in the next round, that will be the true test. And we'll find out what happens.
Real fast, how would you rank the teams 1 through 4 in overall talent? Real fast.
Oh, like just on paper? Just on paper. On how they're playing?
Just on paper.
I'd probably go Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Guardians.
That's fair. That's cool. I might have the same one. That's
now,
fair.
If I go based on how they're playing.
Well, if you go based on how they're playing, based on the stats, it's Yankees won. They get the best OPS. They get the best DRA. They get the best batting average.
You love the stats.
But stats matter. It's baseball.
No, they don't. They don't matter.
The stats don't matter.
How the stats matter with Lindor and his swing average or what that was, his velocity, his swing.
Well,
his
at
swing
the point, his bat speed was lower.
But it means nothing. It means nothing. And it's the same thing with the win percentages. How'd that matter with the Mets who were buried 11 games? Like, the stats to me mean nothing. If you watch them play, and by the way, the stats can be skewed as well. Like, Vientos is leading the postseason with hits and whatever. Yeah, but they've also played more games. So the Mets have played more games. But based on that, what they've been through against Milwaukee, what they did against Philadelphia, what they're doing against the Dodgers through two games, for me, I'd go Mets 1, and I'd probably go it's either between the Dodgers or Yanks. But I think the Dodgers beat a more quality opponent than the Yankees, although the Yankees are further along, meaning that they have 2 wins in this round. But I would go Dodgers, Yanks 2, and then Guardians last.
Here's what I know. Clearly. If the Astros would have advanced, or the Orioles would have advanced, and the Yankees would have been taken out by the Astros or the Orioles, it would have been the Astros still own you. The Orioles young, upcoming. They've jumped past you, and it's now their division for the next couple of years. And by the way, that would have been an interesting narrative because the Astros do own them, and the Orioles won the division a year ago. And if they beat them this year, that's 2 years in a row. I get it, but those teams that a lot of people thought the Yankees would struggle with, including myself, like they were knocked out by these inferior teams that we keep talking about. And the Yankees keep beating the inferior teams. So,
correct.
In terms of that, I'm good.
You think the Yanks would have beat the Astros or the Orioles?
I honestly don't know. How do I answer that?
I do. Think
you don't. Well, you think. You don't know.
No, of course, we don't know. So, okay. Yeah, we have no idea. Because I do. I think the Yankees.
What do you think? You think they would have lost to both?
I'm saying the Yankees would have beat them. I still think they're
better. You think they would have beat the Astros and the Orioles?
Yes, I think the Yankees are better than them. But I still think that the teams in the National League are better than anything. I mean, you just said it. The Astros didn't get there. The Orioles choked away that they were brutal all year long. So I don't think that while those teams could have been more challenging, and I think it would have built the Yankees up by beating them, they maybe faced the lesser of the opponents. I still think they were going to beat those teams. I think the true test is going to come with the National League.
And I guess the calming thing for me is, again, 2-0 lead, of course. But, the stats are good. All right, you don't want to get into the stats. That's fine. I also think that there's two levels that the Yankees can go up, especially if last night was the start of Judge starting to become the man.
And all I'm saying is that they might have to. Nobody knows. I think they will have to beat a National League team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.